This episode is brought to you by KPMG Risk Services. KPMG believes that when you've earned the trust of all your stakeholders, that's when your business has a solid platform to grow. That's the trusted imperative. KPMG Risk Services develop and put in place dynamic risk strategies designed to help your business earn that all-important trust. Go to read.kpmg.us/trust to learn more.
Hey, this is Randy Gage, and you're listening to the Power Prosperity Podcast.
Hey, let's talk about putting yourself in a mindset to win. Putting yourself in a mindset for success. Hey everybody, Randy Gage here. I want to welcome you to another episode of Prosperity TV. I'm actually coming to you from my new place in Miami, which, as you see, is not quite done yet. There's nothing on the walls, nothing, but it's getting there. And I want to talk about how we create success in the mind first. As you can see, I'm just coming from the gym now, working out, and I go to a pretty big gym in California. So I'm there the other day. There's probably 35 guys working out. I look around and I figure I could take every single one of them, any one of them, in a fight. Not that I want to fight. I love peace. I'm a peace lover, whatever. But I just feel if all those guys, some of them are half my age, right? But I feel I could take them because I'm in such great physical shape. Now, you know, here's the thing. Maybe I can't. There could be two or three guys there that know some other different martial art I don't know, and they could, you know, beat the hell out of me. But you know what the most important thing is? I believe I could take anyone in that gym. And that's the prosperity lesson for you. If two teams, two opponents of equal talent, equal skill meet in a match, in a game, in a fight, in a whatever, a competition, though, if they have equal skill, equal talent, you know who's going to win? The one who believes the strongest that they're going to win. Some of you saw I put up a video on my Facebook page. I was down in Colombia speaking to about, 10, 12,000 people. They were like, a lot of people ask, aren't you nervous speaking to somebody? No, I'm not nervous because I have done the work on my craft. I have prepared myself to do that. So I don't get nervous before a speech. Same when I'm writing a book, people say, are you nervous? Is it hard? No, I work on my craft of being a writer. I work on that all the time. So when I can write a book, I can write the book that I want to write. Even, you know, if I'm playing softball, I'm just a rec player, right? And now with the spinal problems I have, that's, you know, that may be the end of that career, may be a lot closer than it used to be. But I go up to that plate expecting to get a hit. Why? Because I've been in the batting cage practicing making myself ready. So here's the lesson for you. What is your craft that you should be working on? What is the training that you should be doing? How will you prepare yourself? So when you go into the match, when you go into the game, when you go into the competition, when you go into the game of life, you will walk in there with that mindset, I can take anybody in this room. Hey, thanks for listening to the Power Prosperity Podcast. Do me a favor and practice the circulation law of prosperity and tell people about Prosperity TV. So if you would, just put something up on your Tumblr, your Twitter, your Facebook, your YouTube. Let people know what you think of the Power of Prosperity Podcast. Even take a screenshot of your phone and maybe post that picture so we can build the community here at the podcast. Thanks, guys.